WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver here. As it's senior night tonight for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Fort Recovery recognizing their seniors, and we'll have that ceremony in just a moment. Indians taking on tough Minster. Minster comes in with a record of 11-7. They're 3-3 in the conference. Fort Recovery ends up with a record now of, I believe, they're 14-4, and they are at 4-2 in the MAC conference. Well, earlier, just a few minutes ago, high school principal Ryan Steinbrunner announced the seniors for Fort Recovery this year, and here is that ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the court where we will be recognizing our class of 2024 senior volleyball players. These Lady Indians are coached by Travis Guggenbiller. First up for our senior Lady Indians, Megan Evers. Megan is the daughter of Brad and Michelle Evers. She's been active in volleyball, basketball, cheer, Spanish club, student council, FBLA, NHS, Fort Recovery Youth Group, Mary Help a Christian's Youth Choir, and has won numerous academic awards throughout her time at Fort Recovery. Megan lists helping decorate for prom as her most memorable moment in high school. Fort Recovery senior, Megan Evers. Tegan Fortcamp. Tegan is the daughter of Brian and Susie Fortcamp. She's been a member of the volleyball and swim teams, as well as NHS, student council, art club, FBLA, Spanish club, breakfast club, Carson Scholar nominee, and was on the state swim team her freshman and junior years. After graduation, Tegan plans to major in nursing and play volleyball for the University of St. Francis. Indian senior, Tegan Fortcamp. Kenzie Gorky. Kenzie is the daughter of Jake and Jenny Garkey. She has been active in volleyball, basketball, softball, Spanish club, student council, and FBLA while in high school. After graduation, Kenzie plans to major in nursing at an undecided college. For Recovery senior, Kenzie Garkey. Paige Guggenbiller. Paige is the daughter of Chris and Katie Guggenbiller. While in high school, she was active on the volleyball, swim, and track teams, Spanish club, art club, student council, is editor of school publications class, and has won numerous academic awards. After graduation, Paige plans to study marketing at the University of Dayton. Senior Paige Guggenbiller. Sage Luthold. Sage is the daughter of Mitch and Tammy Luthold. She has been active with volleyball, basketball, student council, FFA, Spanish club, NHS, yearbook, and has won numerous academic awards while in high school. Sage's favorite memory from high school was attending a team summer volleyball camp in Kentucky and singing in front of all the other athletes and coaches. Indian senior, Sage Luthold. Mara Pearson. Mara is the daughter of Steve and Beth Pearson. She has been active on the volleyball and track teams, as well as Spanish club, student council, class officer, and NHS. She's a three-time state track participant, school and MAC record holder for long jump and was state runner-up last year. After graduation, Mara plans to attend college and study engineering as well as participate in track. Senior Mara Pearson. Callie Wendell. Callie is the daughter of Jeff and Jody Wendell. She has been active in volleyball, basketball, softball, Spanish club, student council, and yearbook while in high school. After graduation, Callie plans to major in nursing or radiology at an undecided college. For recovery senior, Callie Wendell. Seniors, we wish you the best of luck in the future, and thank you for your dedication to Fort Recovery Athletics. Let's give it up one more time for all our Lady Indian seniors. At this time, our Lady Indian seniors would also like to recognize the seniors from Minster High School. Those seniors are Macy Pranger, Lily Barhorst, Kayla Lamb, Elena Pranger, Megan Fortman, Lydia Messer.
How do I say
Odegis?
And Hannah Odegis. One more big round of applause for all our seniors.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, hope you enjoyed the senior recognition. Ryan Steinbrenner, the high school principal, doing the introductions for the seniors here tonight. Now we're having the introduction of the starting lineups for these two squads, Minster and Fort Recovery, battling here this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of Dr. Vormore's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart. You'll find the Vormore Family Dentistry Office, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore, on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Again, Rob Weaver here. Lady Indians, again, come in with a record of 14-4 on the season. Let's see. I think they're actually 13-4 on the season. Yeah, they were 12-4 after the weekend. They were 13-4 after they beat Wayne Trace Monday. So, going for their 14th win tonight. The junior varsity improved to 16-2 on the year as they defeated Minster tonight in three sets. They lost the first set 25-21. They won the second set 25-15. And then won the third set 25-16 to come out the victors, winning their 16th match of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indian Junior Varsity team. Again, Minster is 11-7 at the varsity level, 3-3 in the conference. Fort Recovery 13-4 on the year and 4-2 in the conference. But we do have three teams tied at the top spot with 5-1 records. Those three are Coldwater, New Bremen, and St. Henry, all 5-1. Fort Recovery then comes in at 4-2, followed by Minster and Versailles, who are both 3-3 on the year. Tomorrow night, Fort Recovery tries to win their first football game of the year as they'll travel up to Parkway, take on the Panthers. Parkway comes in with a record of 2-5, and they're 1-4 in the conference. Fort Recovery 0-7 overall and 0-5 in the conference. Fort Recovery, really, I mean, yes, they haven't won, but I think if they could win here at the end, they might slip into the playoffs. So certainly tomorrow night is a must win for that. Fort Recovery doesn't win tomorrow night. They're not going to get in the playoffs this year, which would be disappointing, but hey, it happens. We'll see how things turn out tomorrow night. We will not be broadcasting the football game tomorrow evening. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com for that tomorrow night. We'll have Jay County's game on the radio on WPGW tomorrow night. Jay County tangling with LaPel. That'll be at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM tomorrow evening. You are listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland. FortRecoveryRadio.com and the high school network as well, the high school TV network. Glad to have you listening or watching in tonight for the broadcast. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station. And Neil Spencer is the producer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com at the game site. We are just about set to go. Again, thanks to our sponsors, you folks, here in the broadcast tonight. They did have a freshman game tonight, and Minster won that 2-0 over Fort Recovery in the freshman game. Mara Pearson, the first server. Tillette serve, gets across. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's the set and the hit by Paige Guggenbiller, and it just got barely in on the back line, a kill for Paige Guggenbiller. That had no extra room to spare there. Mara Pearson will serve again. Mara, one of the seniors that was introduced here tonight. Another good serve. The dig by Minster back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the hit and the kill by Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp got the assist on the set. And Tegan Fortkamp, the blast on the spike for the kill. Fort Recovery off to a 2-0 start here tonight against the Minster Lady Wildcats. Mara Pearson serving again. It's a good serve, and it's an ace serve off the fist of libero Macy Pringer. So Mara Pearson with her first ace serve of the night. Fort Recovery's next match will be at home on Saturday against Fort Loramie. Be a tough one. Loramie's only lost two matches all year. Good serve again by Mara Pearson. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Pearson on the dig. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And she hit it right on the back line. Two close calls go Fort Recovery's way there. Mara Pearson has started the match tonight by serving the first 4 points. She will serve again. Good serve, dug out by the libero. Again, Macy Pringer. Here's the dink over and a kill for Minster by Lily Barhorst on the dink. And back to serve now for the Minster Lady Wildcats as it's side out is Elena Pringer. She's one of the seniors for Minster. A let serve, and it's an ace serve. Now, those are sometimes very difficult to play, and there was just no way Fort Recovery could get to that one. It's now 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by two. Good serve again. Callie Wendell to Mullenkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit over. And Minster tries to free ball it over. They get it over. Fort Recovery back to Minster, but Tegan Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. It's a point for Minster. Four to three now. Minster back to within one. Another serve by Elena Pringer. Good serve. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Got it over. Here's the dig by Macy Pringer. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell bumps it up to Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it back. Minster with the set. Here's the hit over. Callie Wendell on the dig. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. A block by Minster. Guggenbiller hits it back over. They're going to call Paige for a double hit there. Hitting air on Paige Guggenbiller. Another point for Minster. We've got ourselves a tie game here at 4-4 now. Fort Recovery started out 4-0, but now it's 4-4. Callie Wendell on the dig of the serve. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A blast, and she got the kill. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp an assist, and Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Her third kill already in this match for Tegan Fortkamp. Another one of the seniors on this Lady Indian team. Hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about each of the seniors on our pregame broadcast. Here's the set for Minster, and it's hit out of bounds. Hitting air for Lily Barhorst. Point Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell goes back to serve. 6-4 now. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Minster. Kayla Lamb picks up the kill. She's another one of the seniors for the Lady Wildcats. Coming into the lineup here is Megan Fortman, and the libero Macy Pringer goes out. Serving now is Lily Barhorst. Barhorst serve, and Fort Recovery having trouble and can't play it. Barhorst picks up the service point. It's 6-6. We're all tied up again. Lily Barhorst serving again. Good serve. There's Mara Pearson to Mollenkamp. Here's a hit by Sage Luthold. Minster will play it. A smash back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And dug out by Minster. Here's the smash by Minster out of bounds. Hitting it out of bounds on a cross-court hit there was Lydia Mesher. Fort Recovery picks up the side out. And now going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Kayla Heitkamp. 7-6 score. Fort Recovery leads by one over the Minster Lady Wildcats. Good serve there, dug out. And here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here is Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, blocked by Minster. The set again. Kennedy Mollenkamp just free balls it over. Here's the set for Minster. The hit, the block by Fort Recovery. And Minster can't play it. Point for Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp, by the way, is serving now for Fort Recovery. It's 8-6. Lady Indians lead by two. Heitkamp service in the net. Service error. Fort Recovery had way too many of those the other night when they lost to St. Henry. Back to serve now for Minster is Kayla Lamb. Good serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell, but nobody can get there. Callie couldn't get it where she wanted it. She wanted to put it up towards the net, and she just barely hit it. And it's a point for Minster. Kayla Lamb again serving. Good serve. Dug out by Fortkamp. Wendell will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Pretty deep hit. Here's Minster with the hit back. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery, but knocked out of bounds by Minster. Hitting air. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's now 9-8. Lady Indians on top. And going back to serve is Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan's had just a wonderful year for Fort Recovery. Outstanding hitter indeed. Pretty good server too. Good serve there. Here's the hit back, a block by Mara Pearson. Point Fort Recovery. Ten to eight now. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another point. She goes back to serve. Or Tegan Fortkamp, I'm sorry. Picks up another point. She goes back to serve. Good serve. Mara Pearson shoves it down Minster's throat. They play it. Here's Macy Pringer free-balling it over. Here's a smash by Sage Luthold. Is it in? Yep. Cross-court hit by Sage. Just barely got in for the kill. Another service point for Tegan Fortkamp. It's now 11-8. Tegan will serve again. Wears number 10 on her uniform. Here's the serve. Good serve. Minster has trouble, and they free ball it over, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Boy, what a big break that was for Minster. I didn't catch who it was that had that great save, but Minster picks up the point. Side out. Lady Wildcats. It's now 11-9, Fort Recovery by two. And it's Brooklyn Osterlo going back to serve. She's a junior on this Wildcat team. It's a good serve, dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Sage Luthold. A hit, a block by Minster. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Dinks it over and got the kill. Mara Pearson with a soft little dink. Picks up the kill. That's her first kill of the night. And now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is going to be, looks like, Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie, another senior for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Minster. The set. A deep hit and a kill. Megan Fortman gets the kill on a pretty deep hit. She's about 10, 12 feet behind the net. Side out to Minster. Now going back to serve is Megan Fortman. Score is 12-10. Fort Recovery leads by two here in the first set. Good serve there. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp on the hit and got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp with the assist. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up the kill. 13-10. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. Where's number 11 on her uniform? Here comes the serve. It is good. Pass to the net. Here's the hit back over. Out of bounds. Hannah Oldegas hitting it out of bounds. Hannah Oldegas out of bounds there, so Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up the point. She will serve again. Good serve. Pringer with the dig, and here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set, and they're going to call a double hit on Mollenkamp. Side out, Minster. Now back to serve is Carrie Heckman. Carrie is a junior on this Wildcat team. Guggenbiller to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Minster plays it, a smash back over and got the kill. Hit it through the Fort Recovery block. Lily Barhorst picks up the kill. Now serving is Carrie Heckman. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp who pays Guggenbiller. Blocked there by Minster. Now Mara Pearson hits it over, and I think it's too long. No, they say it was in. Mara Pearson gets a kill, her second kill tonight. 15-12, Lady Indians leading by three here in the first set in this MAC conference matchup. Fort Recovery and Minster. Pearson's serve is a good one, dug out by Macy Pringer. And here's the dink over by Minster. Callie Wendell will set it for Teagan Fort Camp and played by Minster to the net. Blocked there and back and forth. Back over to Fort Recovery. Saved by Pearson. Teagan Fort Camp hits it over. Played by Minster. Macy Pringer will set it. Battle at the net. Minster still has it. And they're going to be called for double hit. Double hit for Minster. For Recovery, Mara Pearson serving. 16-12 now, Lady Indians by four. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. That would have been a kill anyway, I think, for Lily Barhorst. Barhorst has a rather large bandage on her right leg, and last spring she had a really serious infection in that leg, we understand, had several surgeries. They weren't sure, the doctors weren't sure they could save the leg for a period of time, but here she is playing volleyball in her senior season. Kennedy Mollenkamp was set for Fort Camp, a blast and a block by Minster. Give Kayla Lamb the block. 16-14 now. Serving is Elena Pringer. Good serve. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Teagan Fortkamp tries the fairly deep hit and hits it into the net. Hitting error and point for Minster. That makes a score now. We're 16-15. Fort Recovery leads by one. Another serve for the Wildcats. Carly Niekamp in there now for Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Minster. They hit by Barhorst. And a block by, I think, Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets the block. Another senior for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, 17-15. Callie Wendell will now serve for the Lady Indians with a two-point lead. Good serve. Here's the dig. To the net it goes. And the hit over. Callie Wendell to the net. Here's Teagan Fortkamp. And they say that her bump over hit the antenna, which I think it did. So side out, Minster. Lily Barhorst goes back to serve. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Set by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Paige Guggenbiller back. Barhorst digs it out, waiting for it at the net with Sage Luthold, and she gets the kill. Two-hand kill there for Sage Luthold right at the top of the net. Gets her second kill of the night, side out Fort Recovery. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leads 18-16. Another very competitive match tonight. We've had a lot of those this year. Here's the set for Menster. They're going to call a double hit. Double hit gives Fort Recovery the point. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and watching on the high school sports network. And there's an ace serve for Fort Recovery right before the back line. Kayla Heitkamp picks up an ace serve. Timeout, Menster. Fort Recovery has taken a 20-16 lead. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
20-16 is the score. Fort Recovery up by four now. Here in this first game of this varsity matchup between Fort Recovery and Menster. Fort Recovery won the JV competition 2-1. Menster won the freshman competition tonight 2-0. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve once again for the Lady Indians. As usual, most of the football team is over there supporting the volleyball team. There goes Kayla Heitkamp. Serve too long, or is it? Oh, it was close. The flag lady said it was over the line. So point for Menster, and now serving for them is Kayla Lamb. 20-17, good serve. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Sage Luthold, and got the kill. She hit it through the Menster block and picked up the kill. Kill number three for Sage Luthold tonight. Side out Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve for the second time in this set. 21-17, Lady Indians by four. Good serve. Here's the set for Menster, and not sure if that was a block. I think it was. And it's 22-17. Timeout for the Lady Wildcats. They trail by five, 22-17.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tegan Fortkamp back to serve again. 22-17, five-point lead here for the Lady Indians. We're in the first set tonight. Got a little late start due to senior night and the fact that there were freshmen and JV before this. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a deep hit. Oh, what a hit. Right in the corner. Oh, no. They call it out of bounds. Oh, boy. That was in. Hey, we all make mistakes. That baby was in. 22-18. Back to serve now for Menster. Brooklyn Osterloh, and she hits it out of bounds. So we kind of trade errors there. Back to serve now is Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie, another senior for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Here comes Garkey's serve. It is a good one, dug out by Carrie Heckman. There's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kneecamp And court recovery free balls it back to Minster, but hits it out of bounds. I thought that was actually four hits on court recovery a moment ago, but the official said must have said that Minster must have touched it at the net. So anyway, it's side out Minster, 23-19, court recovery by four. Minster still has a chance here. They need to run a few points off in a row here. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A smash, which is out of bounds. Hitting error for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Megan Fortman will serve again. 23-20 now. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Mara. Mara over, and Minster can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that. Back to service, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and this is set points, 24-20. Court recovery leads by four. We only need one more point to win this game. The first serve is a good one by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hit back over to court recovery, and a kill right down the line, keeping Minster alive, Hannah Oligas, and it's 24-21. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Mollenkamp to Fortkamp. Back over to Minster. Battle at the net. And Carly Niekamp gets the kill. And that ends the game. Niekamp with the kill. Court recovery wins 25-21 in the first set. One set down. Two more to go. Court recovery in the lead. 1-0. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging in place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here we go with the second set, and right away, Elena Pringer has a service error, and Fort Recovery jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Callie Wendell goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. This is her second time tonight. Good serve there. Here's the set for Minster, the smash, and it's back to Fort Recovery by Kayla Lamb. Now back over to Minster. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats, the dink over by Lamb. Here's the smash by Guggenbiller. It's blocked by Minster. Fort Recovery saves it. Free balling it over is Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats, the dink over by Barhorst. And Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp saves it, gets it back over, and now we can't get it back over. It's time. There's a kill. I believe that was Lydia Mesher who picked up the kill for the Lady Wildcats. Tied up at 1-1. So neither team scoring on their first offensive possession. Lily Barhorst back to serve now for Minster. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Fortkamp. Fortkamp dinks it over there. Minster now on the set. Here's the smash. And a block by Fort Recovery. And it goes out of bounds. Minster's point. Lily Barhorst back to serve. It's 2-1. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. A blast. Nice dig there by Minster. And miss hitting it was the Lady Wildcats, Megan Fortman, from the outside position. So Fort Recovery side out. It's tied at 2-2. Fort Recovery won the first set. If you just tuned in, 25-21. Lady Indians leading one set to none here. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Macy Pringer. Here's a hit back over by Lamb, and Fort Recovery cannot play it. Give Kayla Lamb the kill. Side out to the Lady Wildcats. Going back to serve now is Kayla Lamb. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse tonight. Glad to have you folks listening in. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp and got the kill. Off the fist of Macy Pringer. And for Kennedy, that's kill number two tonight. And Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve for, I believe, her third time tonight. Tied at 3-3 here between these two teams. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Minster. To the net it goes. They're going to call illegal hit on Mara Pearson. So Fort Recovery loses the serve. Coming in to serve now for Minster is Brooklyn Osterlo. Osterlo wears number 40. It's a let serve saved by Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp hitting it back over, and she got the kill. Nobody could get to it. Got it down on the right before the back line. Three kills now for Kennedy. Coming in to serve now is Megan Evers for Fort Recovery. She's been used quite a bit in recent matches as a server for the Lady Indians. It's a good server, is it? Nope. Into the net. Service error. 5-4. Minster takes the lead. Going back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats is Megan Fortman. Fortman's serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Now Mara Pearson hits it over, and she got the kill. Placed it perfectly back in the back corner to her left and got the kill. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. It's tied at 5-5. Good serve by Kennedy. Macy Pringer digs it out. Carly Niekamp's waiting on it at the net. Hits it over, but she hit it out of bounds. Hitting error for Carly Niekamp. So Minster picks up the point. Carrie Heckman serving now for the Lady Wildcats. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Mollenkamp sets for Pearson. Pearson got the blast and the kill right down the line. Mara Pearson, another kill. She has had a total of 5 already tonight for Mara. And the Lady Indians have tied it up at 6-6, and Mara Pearson will serve. bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Barhorst. Back to Barhorst, and she got into the net. Point for recovery. Pearson will serve again. Mara's serve is good. Dug out by Barhorst. Here's a hit back over. Osterloh had set it there. Now back to Minster. Barhorst hits it back over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. She smashes it to the back line. Played by Minster. Here's Barhorst on a thundering kill and got the point. Lily Barhorst, a thundering kill there. That was smoking. And it's now 7-7, all tied up again. Back to serve for the Wildcats is Elena Pringer. It's a good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp at the net. Here's Paige Guggenbiller hitting it over. Nice save there by Minster. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to the net. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Hit it through the Minster block. And Tegan Fortkamp picks up her fourth kill of the evening. She hadn't had one in a while. She had three pretty early in the first set. 8-7 the score. Now here's Callie Wendell serving. Good serve. Minster a little bit of trouble there, but they got it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Cross court hit. It's in for the kill. That just barely was in. Kill number five for Tegan, so she picks up two in a row here. Callie Wendell goes back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Minster. And there's a... call that a kill for Kayla Lamb. Kayla Lamb gets the hit for the kill. And Minster gets side out now. Back to serve for them. Lily Barhorst. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set for Paige Guggenbiller. Just dinks it over, a perfect placement, and got the kill. Well, you don't always have to blast it, and she didn't there. She just had a perfect placement and got the kill. Fort Recovery's taking a 10-8 lead, and Kayla Heitkamp back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Kayla is usually our assist leader on the team. Good serve there. Freeballing it back over is Minster. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Bumps it over. Minster on the set. Here's the kill by the Lady Wildcats, Kayla Lamb. It's kill number four for her tonight. And it's side out Minster, and Fort Recovery's lead is only 10-9. Back to serve now is Kayla Lamb. She wears number six. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to the net. And playing it out of the net was Kayla Heitkamp. And Tegan Fortkamp tried to save it, but she hit it out of bounds. Point for Kayla Lamb. It's now tied at 10-10. Lamb's serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan. Tegan back over. Played by Macy Pringer. Here's the set and the blast and the kill. That time the kill goes to Megan Fortman. Her second kill of the evening. Another service point for Kayla Lamb. And Minster has taken the lead, 11-10. Service error that time for Kayla Lamb. It's over the end line, and Fort Recovery has side out. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve again. Tied at 11-11. It's a good serve. Minster has a little problem with it, but they free ball it back. Macy Pringer free balls it over. Fortkamp to Heitkamp. Here's a blast by Mara Pearson and got the kill. Mara with her sixth kill of the evening. She's having one of her better hitting nights tonight. 12-11. Fort Recovery has regained the lead. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve again. Here comes the jump serve. It's a good one, dug out by Minster. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for the Lady Wildcats. Megan Fortman hit it off the block of Fort Recovery. 12-12, all tied up now. Going back to serve is Megan Fortman. Oh, correction. It's Brooklyn Osterloh. Brooklyn Osterloh back to serve. Good serve. Mara Pearson hits it back to Minster. Minster actually just free ball it over. They save it. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's blocked. That block was by Carrie Heckman for Minster, and that makes it a 13-12 Minster lead. Service point for Brooklyn Osterloh. She will serve again. In the net, service air. I think that's her second service air of the night. That ties it up at 13-13, and back to serve goes Fort Recovery's Megan Evers. She's another one of the seniors on this 7-senior squad. Here comes the serve. Good serve dug out by Minster, and they're having troubles, but Osterloh hits it over, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's a set by Osterloh, the hit by Minster, by Megan Fortman. Here's a smash by Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Hit it through the Minster block. So Paige Guggenbiller picks up her third kill. It's now 14-13. Lady Indians have taken a one-point lead. Megan Evers will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Kayla Lamb. Here's the hit over. Fort Recovery able to play it. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. A block at the net. Kennedy Mullenkamp hits it back over. Here's a smash. Saved by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Cross-court hit is out of bounds. Right idea there, but Mara just hit it too hard on the cross-court hit. That ties it up at 14-14. Back to serve now is Megan Fortman for Minster. She had three service points earlier in the match, but she's had a service error right there, hits it into the net. And so Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Kennedy's serve is a good one. To the net it goes, and Minster, oh, they got it over, and Fort Recovery couldn't play it. Wow. A little bit of luck involved there. That was Osterloh, I believe, that saved that baby. So point for Minster. Carrie Heckman serving. Mara Pearson. Here's a hit by Guggenbiller back to Minster. The set and the hit back. Fort Recovery blocks it. Here's a smash by the middle hitter, Kayla Lamb. Here's Carly Niekamp back to Minster. Macy Pringer will set up on the right side. Here's Mara Pearson on a blast, and she got the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill, number 7 for her. She definitely is having one of her better hitting nights. 16-15, Fort Recovery leads by 1. This could be a long evening the way this one's going. Both teams very competitive, just back and forth, and Fort Recovery leads 1-0, but this set is certainly up for grabs. Lady Indians leading only by 1 here, 16-15. Mara Pearson serving. Good serve dug out by Macy Pringer to the net. Carly Niekamp hits it back over and got the kill. That was dug out and went right to the top of the net, and Carly was waiting on it, and she put it down on the other side. Service point for Mara Pearson. Mara will serve again. Lady Indians lead by 2, and Mara has a service error, and now the lead is back to 1. Fort Recovery 17, Minster 16. Side out Lady Wildcats, and coming in to serve is Elena Pringer. Pringer trying to get this tied up here. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit. And she got the kill. Went right by Macy Pringer. And Tegan Fortkamp with another kill, number six for her tonight. Callie Wendell goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. Callie Wendell, Minster let that go. Ill-advised decision, and Callie Wendell hits it right at the end line. You get the ace on the serve. It's Fort Recovery leading by three, 19-16. Timeout now. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
19-16, Lady Indians by three. Callie Wendell will serve now. Here we go. And this one is too long. She got an ace a moment ago by hitting it right at the end line, but this time she hits it right at the end line, but a little bit too long. Side out Minster. And we have ourselves a 19-17 score. Fort Recovery leads by two. Serving now for the Lady Wildcats is Lily Barhorst. Barhorst serve is a good one. Mara Pearson digs it out. Mollenkamp to Sage Luthold. Luthold back over to Minster. Here's the set, and they're going to call a double hit on Minster's Elena Pringer. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. Fort Recovery leads by three, 20-17. Boy, a point here would make it a nice four-point lead for the Lady Indians if they can get this point. Here's Kayla Heitkamp's serve. It's a good one dug out. Up to the net it goes. Here's the miss hit by Kayla Lamb, and Fort Recovery does pick up the point to give them a four-point lead. Four service points tonight so far for Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. 21-17 the score now. It's a good serve. Minster can't play it. And I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that. Be a generous scorekeeper. 22-17. Lady Indians by five now. And starting to pull away here in this set. Kayla Heitkamp served, dug out by Lily Barhorst. Here's the set to the net. Hit back over by Megan Fortman. There's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit for Fort Recovery, and she got the kill. Puts it down on the floor. Almost untouched, I don't think it was. Seven kills now for Tegan, 23-17. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Lady Indians by six now. Good serve. Lily Barhorst digs it out. Here's the hit on the right side. And it's a kill for Kayla Lamb right down the line. Kill number five for her. Side out Minster, and Minster has cut the lead to 23-18. And to serve now is Kayla Lamb. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Callie free balls it over, and it's out. So close. Callie was on her knees when she hit that one. Almost kept it in, but not quite. Kayla Lamb will serve again. And this one's too long, out of bounds. 24-19. Here is set points. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Set point for the Lady Indians. They've already won one set tonight. Won the first set this evening, 25-21. This serve is a good serve. And Minster having a little problem here. Just free balls it over. Callie Wendell bumps it up to Kayla Heitkamp. There's a hit by Sage Luthold. She gets the kill. And it's 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the second set. Again, Sage Luthold gets her fourth kill of the night. And Tegan Fort Camp gets a service point. 25-19, Fort Recovery wins the second set. They won the first set 25-21. One more set to go. Let's see if we can wrap it up here in set three. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaup Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit KaupPharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Here we go with the third set. Mara Pearson serving. Lily Barhorst on a blast, and it's blocked. Not sure if that was Carly Niekamp or Paige Guggenbiller. I guess I'm just going to give both of them a block. So we have a 1-0 score. Fort Recovery picks up the first point of the third set. Mara Pearson back to serve. She has 8 service points tonight. There's a good serve there again. Here's a smash and a kill by Lily Barhorst. Lily Barhorst hits it in down the line. For Lily, that is kill number 4. Now back to serve for the Lady Wildcats as we have a tie score, 1-1, is Elena Pringer. Pringer's serve is a good one, dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Oh, a nice save there by Carrie Heckman for Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dink over by Carly Niekamp. Macy Pringer sets, hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Down the line and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Tegan Fortkamp. Service point for the Lady Wildcats. Elena Pringer picks up the point. 2-1, Minster takes the lead. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Gets it right at Elena Pringer, and Elena could not play it. Now here's Callie Wendell serving. Side out Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Minster back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Dinks it over. Minster plays it. Here's a smash by Lily Barhorst. Saved by Callie Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp on a blast off of Lily Barhorst. And Minster cannot save it. That was one of Tegan's wicked shots. Kill number 8 for Tegan Fortkamp tonight. Here's Callie Wendell's serve. Minster plays it back over to Fort Recovery. Little dink kill there for Kayla Lamb. Kill number 6 for her tonight. Side out Lady Wildcats. And going back to serve now is Kayla Lamb. She has 4 service points on the night. That one is in, they say, a serve. Travis Guggenbilder thought it might have been out. Lily Barhorst is doing the serving now. 4-3, Minster by 1. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson. Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan mishits it into the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. Point Minster. 5-3. Another point there for Lily Barhorst. Good serve there. Mara Pearson to Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. She hits it right down the line back in the left corner and gets the kill. Kill number 9 for Tegan. Kayla Heitkamp comes in to serve. We have ourselves a 5-4 game. Minster by 1. Fort Recovery leads this match 2-0. Good serve there. And Minster can't hit it over, but they say it was touched by Fort Recovery. And so that gave Minster a new round of hits, and they got it back over, and nobody touched it. Kayla Lamb back to serve now. Side out for Minster. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold, and a block by Minster. Looks like that was between Carrie Heckman and Lydia Mesher. Another good serve. And back over to Minster. Back to Fort Recovery, and a kill by the Lady Wildcats. Fort Recovery falls behind 8-4. Another service point for Kayla Lamb. Eight to four now. This is the biggest lead of the match for Minster. Good serve there. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to the back line of Minster. Here's a hit by Minster. A battle at the net, and Minster won. Sage Luthold was standing right there, and she tried to play it, but she couldn't. And side out, Minster retains the serve, and we have a timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trails 9-4 here in the third set. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Come on, Lady Indians. I'd like to get out of here before 9 tonight. If Minster wins this set, we're going to be after 9 again tonight. That would be the third time this year we've been after 9 o'clock in a match here at Fort Recovery. That's how competitive these matches have been. Good serve by Minster. A smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she got the kill. Mullenkamp with the kill. Kill number 4 for her. And it's 9-5. Fort Recovery draws back to within four, and Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve. Good serve. Here's the set and the blast. And the kill. Coming through with the kill, Kayla Lamb. For her, that's kill number seven. And Osterlo comes in to serve now for Minster. It's 10-5, Minster by five. Brooklyn Osterloh's serve is a good one. Tegan Fortkamp up to Kayla Heitkamp. And Kayla catches Minster napping as she hits it over on the second hit without setting it and gets the kill. That's her first kill of the night. Back to serve now is Kenzie Garkey. 10-6, Fort Recovery, down by four. Garkey's serve is good. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the smash. Oh, nice. Well, I thought it was a nice save there. Garkey made a great effort to save it, but it goes out of bounds. Side out, Minster. Now serving is Megan Fortman. And she hits it out of bounds. Side out, Fort Recovery. 11-7. Now, Lady Indians can get a couple of points here. Be back within two. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve. Jump serve is good. Dug out by Heckman. Here's the dink over, a battle at the net. Paige Guggenbiller hits it back to Minster. Now Minster back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hit it up. It went up and hit the wire that supports the bank board. And then that caused it to come down on a rather sharp angle there, and Fort Recovery cannot play it. So now side out Minster. Mara Pearson back over to Minster. Osterlo will set. Lily Barhorst gets the kill. Seven. Carrie Heckman serving again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Cross court hits, a nice one. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery's in trouble. Callie Wendell free balls it over. Here's the set for Osterlo. The smash by the outside hitter. Kayla Lamb, a block by Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. 13-8. Side out Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson goes back to serve. Fort Recovery down by five here. And a service error by Mara Pearson. Can't catch up that way. And Minster has side out now. Coming in to serve for the Lady Wildcats is Elena Pringer. One of their seniors. I think they have something like seven seniors as Fort Recovery does as well. Here's the serve. Callie Wendell on the dig. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. And waiting for it at the net, as it comes back to the net by Minster, was Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Now we have side out for Fort Recovery, and Callie Wendell will serve. 14-9. Still a five-point game. Ace serve off the fist of Kayla Lamb. Callie Wendell picks up her second ace serve of the night. 14-10. Good serve again. Dug out by Minster. Nope, it's an ace serve again. Off of Kayla Lamb again. 14-11, a three-point match. Three-point game. Callie Wendell serves again. And Lily Barhorst plays that one. Here's the hit back over, blocked by Fort Recovery. And Minster cannot return it. I think that was Paige Guggenbiller with the block. Point for Callie Wendell. It's now a two-point game, 14-12. Callie on the serve. Ace serve right on the back line, and Kerry Heckman couldn't get there. Callie Wendell on a tear here right now. She's had four aces in this match. Another serve by Callie. This one's out of bounds. Shocked yourself in the foot on that one. Callie Wendell with a service error, side out Minster. It's now 15-13. Fort Recovery had gotten to within one at 14-13, but now 15-13. And Lily Barhorst back to serve. It is a good serve. Mara Pearson passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who sets for Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill. That is number five for her. It's now 15-14, a one-point lead for Minster. They led by five several times in this game. Kayla Heitkamp on the serve. Here's the set for Minster, a smash, and it's out of bounds. Kayla Lamb hits that out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. We've got ourselves a tie game, 15-15. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. It's a good serve. Smash by Minster. Fort Recovery saves it. Kayla Heitkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for the Wildcats. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson free balls it over and gets the kill. Deep hit there. And Minster wants time as Fort Recovery has taken the lead after trailing by five several times. They've taken the lead at 16-15. We'll be back with the next serve right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
16-15 score, a one-point lead for the Lady Indians. Kayla Heitkamp will continue her serve. Here we go. It's a good serve to the net. What's the call? They call an illegal hit on Minster. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. 17-15 now. Heitkamp serves a good one, dug out by Macy Pringer. Up to the outside hitter. And a kill for Megan Fortman. Megan picks up her fourth kill of the night. That brings Minster back to within one. And it's side out, Lady Wildcats. Going back to serve now is Kayla Lamb. Lamb's serve is in the net. She's having a rough time here in this third set. In the net for Kayla Lamb. 18-16 now. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two. Good serve. Nice play by Minster. Here's the blast, a block by Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold. Here's Minster on the hit back over, played by Fort Recovery. Wendell back to Tegan Fortkamp, who has to just free ball it over, but she gets it done. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Minster's able to play it back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell on the set to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who hits it over. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell saves it. Mara Pearson back over on a free ball. Here's the set for Minster. The dink over. Saved by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will hit it over. Here is Macy Pringer setting on the outside hitter and a kill for Lydia Mesher. Nice volley there between the two teams with Minster winning out. They draw back to within one at 18-17. 18-17. Fort Recovery leads by one. Here's Osterloh serving now for Minster. Brooklyn Osterloh gets it over. Here's Sage Luthold back to Minster, back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A block, and Minster keeps it alive, but it goes out of bounds, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Wow. What great action here. 19-17, Lady Indians lead by two. Kenzie Garkey back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Next match for Fort Recovery is here at home against Fort Loramie on Saturday. JV starts at 10. You can hear that match on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a block by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson gets the block, and Fort Recovery gets the points. And it's 20-17. Lady Indians lead by three. Give Kenzie Garkey a service point there. She will serve again. And timeout. She'll have to wait a little bit. Timeout Minster. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians lead Minster 20-17.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
2017, Lady Indians win this set. This match is over. Lady Indians won the first two sets, 25-21 and 25-19. Minster won the freshman match tonight, two sets to none, winning 25-14 and 25-13. The JV for Fort Recovery won their match, two sets to one, to improve to 16-2 on the year. And there's a serve by Kenzie Garkey, which is too long. And point Minster. Sage Luthold goes out. And Kenzie Garkey goes out. We've got Mara Pearson, Tegan Fortkamp, and Callie Wendell on the back line. There's a serve and a dugout by Tegan Fortkamp. A hit by Fort Recovery and a block by Minster. That might have been Carrie Heckman with the block, which would be her third block of the night if it was. Or no, it wasn't blocked. It was not a block. It was a kill for Fort Recovery. Take that back. 21-18. Fort Recovery with a three-point lead. And there's a kill this time for Minster. Lily Barhorst on the kill. Back to serve is Carrie Heckman. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Pearson. Pearson hits it over. And Minster just misplayed that. Miscommunication. Give Fort Recovery the point. 22-19 now. Mara Pearson will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Macy Pringer. Here's a smash by Lily Barhorst. They say Fort Recovery must have been in the net. Fort Recovery in the net, so point Minster. Side out Minster now, 22-20. This game's far from over. Coming in to serve now is Elena Pringer, one of the seniors for Minster's Lady Wildcats. It's too long. Service error. Well, you can't beat Fort Recovery when you do that. 23-20. Down to 2 points for Fort Recovery is all they need to win this match. Callie Wendell will serve now. It's a good serve. And to the net it goes, free-balling it over was Elena Pringer. Mollenkamp will set for Sage Luthold, back to Minster. There's Macy Pringer on the set, and the hit back over and a kill by Lily Barhorst. Seven kills tonight for Barhorst. And Barhorst will go back to serve, 23-21. Lady Indians lead by two. Minster needs a couple of points here. Oh, service error for Minster. Right in the net by Lily Barhorst. 24-21. Fort Recovery has match point right here. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Match point. Kayla Heitkamp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Minster. Macy Pringer up to the front. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And it's out. Just barely out. Almost a thundering kill, but to end the match, but not quite. 24-22. Coming in to serve now is Cadence Bergman for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Serve is a good one. Tegan Fortkamp to the net. Fort Recovery's in trouble, but Kennedy Mollenkamp got it over. Here's the set for Minster. Back to Fort Recovery, back to Minster. Here's the set. Here's the hit. And the kill. Megan Fortman gets kill number five for her. And now it's 24-23. Fort Recovery only leads by one. And Minster with the serve coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, high school volleyball tonight. MAC action, Fort Recovery, 4-2 in the conference. Minster, 3-3 in the conference. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 and leading here by 1 point, 24-23. Here's Minster's serve. Service error, and that's it. Cadence Bergman hit it over the end line, and Fort Recovery wins 25-23. And they win the match tonight, and we get done before 9 o'clock, just barely. 3-0, 25-21, 25-19, 25-23. Lady Indians win the varsity and reserve matches tonight. Varsity goes to a 14-4 record, and the junior varsity is now 16-2 on the year. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, taking a look at some of the stats that we have as the seniors getting their photo taken with some of the football team members. I won't mention what banner they're holding up. For Minster, Cadence Bergman has a service point for the night. That's all that I had for her. Carrie Heckman, and always remember my stats are very unofficial. Carrie Heckman had three blocks and two service points. It was Lily Barhorst, an amazing story. Lily almost lost her leg last spring, and here she is playing varsity volleyball. She had seven kills tonight, four service points, including one ace. Kayla Lamb had eight kills on the night. She also had a total of one block. And as far as service points for Kayla, let's see here. She had one, two, three, four, five, six service points for Kayla Lamb. Elena Pringer ended up the night with a total of six service points, including one ace. Megan Fortman had five kills, and she had three service points. And it was Lydia Mesher with two kills and a block. Hannah Oligus ended up with one kill, and Brooklyn Osterlo had one service point. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Mara Pearson had quite a night. Eight kills, nine service points, and two blocks for Mara Pearson. One of her service points was an ace. Sage Luthold had four kills tonight. Kenzie Garkey with a service point. Callie Wendell had seven service points, including four aces. I think she had three in a row there at one time. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with nine service points, including two aces and one kill. Tegan Forkamp, another nice hitting night, 10 kills for Tegan, and she ended up with five service points. It was Kennedy Mullenkamp with four kills and a service point. Paige Guggenbiller had five kills, two blocks, and one service point. Megan Evers with a service point, and Carly Niekamp had two kills and one block. Again, the scores of the three matches tonight. The varsity for Fort Recovery wins 25-21, 25-19, 25-23, coming from behind in that third set to win that one, 25-23. JV won tonight, two sets to one. They lost the first set 25-21 to Minster, but then won the second set 25-15 and the third set 25-16. So the JV team is 16-2 on the year. What an amazing record. And the Fort Recovery varsity improves to 14-4 on the season. Fort Recovery goes to 5-2 in the MAC, and Minster drops to 3-4 in the MAC. Again, coming into tonight, we had three conference teams with 5-1 records to lead the way, being Coldwater, New Bremen, and St. Henry. Fort Recovery will play New Bremen next week. Minster now 11-8 on the season, again 3-4 in the conference. And the freshman game went to Minster tonight. They won two sets to none, 25-14, 25-13. Thanks for listening. Up next, it's Fort Loramie on Saturday. You can hear the match on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be broadcasting the Saturday match as we have a radio auction going on our stations. And don't forget, tomorrow night's football game, Fort Recovery at Parkway. Fort Recovery thinks they might be able to slip into the playoffs, but they've got to win tomorrow night. So good luck to the Indians, and you can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.